我们打开约约书亚记第一章。
Just open to Joshua chapter one.
今天我们盼望一起来思想第一章和第二章里面的话语。
We hope to meditate on the words in chapter one and two.
我们没有办法把两章的圣经全部读过。
We cannot read the two chapters.
所以我们只念几处几段的圣经。
You can only read some verses from these two chapters.
我们先念第一章第二节到第九节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 2 to 9.
我们就请Lawrence 弟兄替我们念。
Let's read all together. Read in English. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise.Go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I have said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your border.There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee.Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wherever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, that thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Thou shalt mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee,Wherever thou goest.
现在我们中文圣经的人，我们念第二章第九节。
The Chinese version, let's read chapter 2.
第九节。
Verse 9.
好，我们一起来念。对他们说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们，并且因你们的缘故，我们都心慌了。这地的一切居民在你们面前心都消化了。十一节。
Verse 11.
我们一听见这些事，心就消化了。因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。耶和华你们的神，本是上天下地的神。二十四节。
Verse 24.
约书亚说：耶和华果然将那全地交在我们手中，那地的一切居民在我们的面前就消化了。在我们读希伯来书的时候，我们说过希伯来书里面有一个重要的字。
When we read the book of Hebrews, there is an important word.
那个字就是超越。
This word is superior. Superior.
同样的，我们如果读约书亚记的话，有几个字是很重要的。
When we read the book of Joshua, there are certain words that is so important.
这几个字呢，就帮助我们了解约书亚记的信息。
This word will help us understand the message of the book of Joshua.
头一个字就是进入。
First word is to enter.
在这个约书亚记里面，我们一直看到这个字，要进入，要进入。
In the book of Joshua, we keep on having this word to enter, to enter.
但是还有另外一个字。
Another word.
就是要得胜。
Overcome.
在约书亚记里面，他们所经历的事情，一直是在经历得胜这件事。
The experience of the children of Israel is to overcome.
还有第三个字，就是承受。
The third word, inherit.
这三个字呢，就可以把约书亚记整个说明出来。
You can summarize the whole book of Joshua in three words.
第一章到第四章就是在讲这个进入这件事。
Chapter 1 to 4, speak of enter.
从第五章到第十三章告诉我们那个得胜的事。从十四章到二十二章讲到这个承受。
Chapter 14 to 22 speak of inheritance.
这三个经历乃是今天所有神的儿女所要经历的。
These three words are the experiences we need to experience as children of God.
这是我们属灵生活。
This is our spiritual living.
我们属灵的生活就是活在这个进入这个得胜跟这个承受的里面。
All our spiritual living is to enter, to overcome, and to inherit.
我们被主呼召以后不是得救以后我们就已经完了。
After we are being saved by the Lord, it's not finished.
我们的生活乃是一个进入的生活。
Our life is a life of entering.
我们的生活乃是一个得胜的生活。
Our life is a life of overcoming.
我们的生活乃是一个承受的生活。
Our life is a life of inheriting.
非常有意思的是我们的承受跟我们的得胜是完全有关系的。
Interesting that overcoming and inheriting is interrelated.
我们承受的程度跟我们得胜的程度是完全成正比的。
The extent of our inheriting and overcoming is related to each other.
Yeah. 如果我们得胜的多，我们承受的就多。
The more we overcome, the more we inherit.
我们得胜的少，我们所承受的就少。
The less we overcome, the less we inherit.
神已经把所有迦南地都赐给我们了。
The Lord has given us the land of Canaan.
但是一个人承受的多寡呢按照他的得胜的多寡。
Well, how much we inherit depends on how much we overcome.
到底我们要进入什么事情呢
on what things shall we need to enter into?
到底约书亚记所说的这个进入是指什么事呢
When he speaks of, when Joseph speaks of entering, what does he refer to?
至少从圣经里面让我们看见有三方面是我们所要进入的。
In the Bible we see three aspects we need to enter into.
头一个是属灵的丰富。
The first thing we need to enter is the spiritual riches. Spiritual blessing.
我们从哪里可以认识这个属灵的丰富呢
?How can we know the spiritual blessing?
我们可以来读以弗所书。
Then we can read the book of Ephesus.
在以弗所书里面告诉我们神把各样属灵的丰富都赐给我们了。我们基督徒的生活实在是非常有意思的。因为正当你觉得你好像了解了一个属灵的丰富以后呢神又给你看到另外一个。好不容易你稍微了解一个这个新的丰富的时候神又给你看到另外一个。
When the Lord show you, when we learn some spiritual blessing, the Lord taught us to learn another spiritual blessing.
我们有生之年可能也没有办法完全了解神的丰富。所以每一个属灵的丰富我们都需要进入的。不是头脑里面的知道。知道跟进入是两件事。所以我们常常要在神的面前来认识一件事。我们是进入呢还是只是知道
Do we know or do we enter?
我们常常把知道当作进入
We always put faith we just put knowing and
we will think we have entered because we know
We always regard knowing as entering
但是实际上呢这两件事情是差别非常大的。
But we know these two things are two different things.
有没有看过那个 Grand Canyon 的那个图画
Have you seen the Grand Canyon, the picture of the Grand Canyon?
我看过那个图画很多遍。
I've seen the picture of the Grand Canyon many times.
但是当我第一次用我的肉眼看见的时候呢我的里面还是觉得一个很大的一个震惊。
But when I see it with my two naked eyes, then I...
It's a big revelation. It's still a great shock.
Great shock.
当那天我知道我快要开道了。Yeah.
When I know that I was driving into.
Yeah. 那我就开车进到那个 park.
When I drove my car into the park.
那我看到那个地图呢，就知道沿着那个 drive 呢，就很多 observation 的 point.
And we see that there are many observation points in the park.
然后到了一个头一个那个可以观看的地方我就下车了。
When I came to a point that I need, I, I should came down and see.
但是那个地方我还是看不到。
But I still cannot see.、
啊、还要走在一段路呢，才可以真正的看得到。
I still need to walk in order to see the whole thing.
当第一次那个整个的情形在我的眼前的时候，我心里面还是觉得实在是一个很大的震惊。
When I was really shocked when I see the whole thing before me.
虽然我看过那个图画不知道多少次，但是当你真正站那里的时候，你就知道你现在是进入
了。
属灵的事情还超过这个。好多事情我们都知道
的。
但弟兄姊妹， 你是不是能够诚实的说你已经进入
了？
如果你还没有进入的话，
If we do not enter into,
我们实在是还没有看到那真正的。
Then we really do not see the real thing.
头一个我们所要进入的是属灵的丰富。
So the first thing we should enter into is the spiritual blessing.
第二个我们所要进入的才是属灵的安息。
Second thing is to enter into the spiritual rest.
安息是非常宝贵的一件事。
Spiritual rest is something very precious.
这是世界所不能给你的东西。
This is the thing the world cannot give you.
世界可以给我们很多东西。
The world can give us many things.
可以给我们很多很好的东西。
The world can give us many good things.
因着这个缘故，许多人在追求这个世界上所能给他的东西。
So because of this, a lot of people are striving to gain the things that the world can give them.
但是有一件事世界不能给你。
But there is one thing the world cannot give us.
就是心里面的安息。
Spiritual rest inside of us.
在这个世界上是没有这个安息的。
In this world, there is no such rest.
只有在基督的里面，我们才能找到真正的安息。
Only in Christ can we have the real rest.
弟兄姊妹，你进入了这个安息没有？
Brothers and sisters, have we entered into such a spiritual rest?
这个不是一个知道的问题。
This is not a matter of knowing.
知道安息不一定活在安息的里面。
To know the matter of rest, that doesn't mean you enter into the rest.
这是需要我们进入的。
We need to enter into such rest.
第三，我们所要进入的乃是属灵的得胜。
Spiritual victory.
我们知道基督已经得胜了。
You know that Christ has won the victory.
基督已经胜过所有的仇敌。
He already won over the enemy.
主要我们也来进入这个得胜。
So what we need to do is to enter into spiritual victory.
我们是不是在这个经历的上面有经验过这个属灵的得胜？
Have we experienced such spiritual victory?
如果我们还没有的话，这是我们要进入的事情。
If we do not, then we need to enter into the reality.
同样，除非我们有这个亲身的经历，
if we have the practical experience,
我们就不知道什么叫做属灵的得胜。
Then we never knew what is the meaning of spiritual victory.
好，那怎么样我们能够进入这个得胜呢？
How can we enter into such victory?
怎么样能够让我们进入属灵的丰富呢？
How can we enter into the spiritual blessing?
这里有三个基本的因素。
The three basic elements.
头一个就是我们要有进入的根基。
Firstly, we need to have the spiritual foundation.
我们需要有这个根基让我们能够进入。
We need the foundation in order to enter into.
所有属灵的事情都是有一个根基的。
All the spiritual things have its foundation.
如果有人告诉你一个属灵的事情，但是他不能告诉你那个根基在哪里，就不要相信他。
If somebody tells you some spiritual things but without any foundation at all, then we should not believe on him.
那属灵的根基在哪里呢？
What is the spiritual foundation?
属灵的根基就是主的话。
The spiritual foundation is the word of God.
今天如果有一个人告诉你一个属灵的事情，但是从圣经里面找不到根基的话，这件事情不要去听他的。
When some people tell you some spiritual things, but they cannot give you the words in the Bible, then we cannot believe them.
所有属灵的事物就要在那神的话语作为根据。
All the spiritual things should be based upon the word of God.
除了根据以外，
Back on the foundation,
神也给我们确据。
Then the Lord give us the appearance.
为什么神要给我们确据呢？
How come the Lord will give us the appearance?
因为神体谅我们人是软弱的。
Because the Lord take care of our weaknesses.
所以神常常给人有一个确据。
So the Lord give us the appearance.
神给挪亚一个确据。
The Lord gave Noah an appearance.
就是在天上有一个虹。
The Lord gave him the rainbow.
所以每一次他看到那个红的时候，他就知道神给他的一个应许。
So every time Noah sees the rainbow, then he knows the Lord giving us the assurance.
神也给基甸一个印证。
The Lord also gives Gideon an assurance.
基甸有了神的话语。
After having the word of God.
所以基甸他有了这个根基。
Then Gideon already had the foundation.
但是神还给他一个确据。
But the Lord also gave him the assurance.
让他知道神的确是会按照他的话来做。那今天我们的根据是什么呢？
What is our foundation today?
我们的确据是什么呢？
What is our assurance today?
圣经告诉我们，神把圣灵给我们当作凭据。
Then the Lord said that he gave us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们的里面就是那个凭据。
The Holy Spirit is the assurance.
让我们知道神所说的话必定会成就。
We may know that what God has said will surely be fulfilled.
第三
，Thirdly,
乃是要行动。
The action.
我们读那个刚才第一章的时候，有一句话非常的特别。
When we read chapter one, there is one word that is very interesting.
他说：“你的脚所踏的地方，就要给你。
”Where the foot your foot shall tread upon.Then the land shall be yours.
这个用你的脚去踩呢，是一个行动。
The foot to tread your foot upon is a kind of action.
我们有了根基，我们也有了确据，但是还需要把那个脚踏出去。
Having the foundation and assurance, but we still need put our feet upon in order to have the action.
他们头一步呢，就是把脚踩在约旦河的里面。
The first action that they need to do is to put their feet upon the River Jordan.
弟兄姊妹，这个是最难的。在我们的前面有一个约旦河。
In front of us there is the River Jordan.
我们有神的话语要我们进入。
We have the word of God that we might enter into.
我们有圣灵在我们的里面作为我们的确据。
We have the Holy Spirit as our assurance.
但许多的时候我们那个脚还是不愿意踏出去。
Many times we are reluctant to put our feet on the River Jordan.
我们要看到水开了以后我们就踏下去。
We want to see the river open up first before we put our feet upon.
但是神要我们先踏下去，那水就开了。
But what God wants us to do is put our feet first into the River Jordan.
所以我们是不是还站在约旦河边呢？
Are we still beside the River Jordan?
今天你是不是还站在约旦河的旁边？
Today, are you still standing on the River Jordan?
等那个水开了以后，我好过去。
Not until the river is open up. Can we tread our feet upon?
但是主的命令乃是你把脚踏下去。
But the commandment of the Lord is to first put our feet upon the River Jordan.
那个水就要分开了。
Then the river will part.
这是那个行动。
This is the action.
当这三个事情都有了。
After this three things.
我们就进入了。
Then we enter into.
我们就进入神的丰富。
Then we enter into God's riches.
我们就进入神的得胜。
Then we enter into God's victory.
我们就进入神所要我们得着的。
Then we enter into what God wants us to gain.
好，现在在第一章里面就告诉我们，神当初怎么样把这个话语告诉约书亚。
This is the word what God has told Joshua.
在第二节到第九节那段话语里面，神的吩咐呢，可以说有三方面。
In chapter 1, verse 2 to verse 9, there are three parts.
可以说神的命令有三方面。
The commandment of the Lord can be divided into three parts.
头一个命令就是叫他们过约旦河。
That they should cross the River Jordan.
他说当摩西死以后，神就命令约书亚带领他们过约旦河。
When Moses died, the Lord commanded Joseph to lead the children of Israel across the Jordan.
他们如果不能过约旦河的话，他们就不能够进入。
If they cannot cross the River Jordan, then they cannot enter into.
第二个神所说的乃是当你们脚掌所踏的地我都赐给你们了。
Then the second commandment is what your feet shall tread upon, that will I give unto you.
神第三个应许乃是应许跟他们同在。
The third commandment is the Lord will be with them.
今天主也把这三个应许给我们。
Today the Lord has given us these three commandments.
神不是光光要我们进入。
Not only the Lord wants us to enter into.
如果主光是叫我们进入，就没有讲其他的，那我们也不知道怎么样进入。
If the Lord just wants us to enter without His commandments, then we don't know how to enter into.
他告诉我们，我们进入的方法乃是用我们脚掌所踩的地都赐给我们。
The method of entering into is whatever your foot feet shall tread upon, that will I give unto you.
这是一个很奇妙的一件事。
This is a very marvelous thing.
如果我们脚掌所踏的地方都是我们的，那 那我们实在应该多走一点路啊。
If every place which our official title find will be ours, then we need to walk a lot more.
如果今天有人告诉你，如果你早上起来就开始走，走到晚上，所有走到的地方都是你的。
If some people tell you that in the morning you start to walk and every place you walk upon shall be yours,
那你会不会前一天早点睡觉？
Then will you sleep early tonight?
那搞不好前一个礼拜都好好睡觉。
Maybe you will sleep a lot for another week.
然后好像那天早上天不亮就起来了。
Then maybe early in the morning before the sunrise, then we will rise up.
你走到你不能走为止。
Then we will keep on walking until we cannot walk anymore.
因为你脚掌所踏的地方都是你的。
Because every place which you walk upon shall be yours.
这是神给我们的应许。
This is the commandment God has given unto us.
我们走到哪里，哪里就是我们的。
Every place which we walk upon shall be ours.
所以我们如果这样讲的话，我觉得呀，我们神的儿女怎么这么笨呢？
Then we shall think how foolish we are.
为什么我们不走呢？
How come we wouldn't walk?
你走到地方就是你的，你都不愿意走。
Every place that we tread upon shall be ours. How come we won't walk?
哦，你说当然有原因，那个路上还有敌人嘛。
Maybe there is some reason because on the road there are a lot of enemies.
但是主不是应许他要与我们同在吗？
Isn't it the Lord has promised us that He will be with us?
你看这三个应许加在一起，我们实在没有什么原因来推诿。
These three commandments, when we add it together, we have no excuse anymore.
第一个，我们神告诉我们要进去。
The Lord has commanded us to enter into.
光是凭这个，我们就应该进去了，对不对？
With this assurance, we should already enter into.
神体谅我们的软弱，他告诉我们，你进去不是那么难的，只要脚踏上的地方就给你了。
But the Lord knows our weaknesses, so He gives us the second commandment that whatsoever our foot shall tread upon shall be ours.
如果有敌人拦住你的话，我是与你同在。
If there are enemies that will be an obstacle, then I will be with you.
这实在是一个多美的一个应许。
This is a wonderful promise.
这不单是给约书亚的。
Not only this promise is given to Joshua,
也是给我们所有神的儿女。
And this promise is given to all the children of God.
我们已经有这个得到应许的把握。
We already have the assurance of this promise.
今天我们只要走。
What we need to do is to take some action.
神给他们应许，神也给他们一个确据。
The Lord gave them the promise. The Lord gave them assurance.
在第二章的里面就看见神怎么样把确据给约书亚。
Then we in chapter 2 we see how the Lord gave the assurance to Joshua.
他们就派两个探子到耶利哥城。
They sent two spies to Jericho.
那个在耶利哥城里面碰到一个妓女叫拉合，把他们藏起来。
In Jericho they found a harlot named Rahab.
然后他们在那里借着这个拉合就发现了一件事。
Through Rahab they found one thing.
他们发现这所有耶利哥的人呢、心都消化了。
They found out through Rahab that all the hearts of people melted.
如果你读圣经民数记的话，你就知道这一次的探子跟头一次他们送的那个探子得到的结果很不一样。
We see that there are two different results of the first group of spies sent by Moses and the second group of spies sent by Joshua.
他们所去的地方是一样的。
The place which they go is the same.
他们所看到的人也是一样的。
They also met the same kind of people.
但是这次他们回来，他们的话语是不一样。
But this time when they return, their words are different.
他们看见主实在已经在那个地方已经做了工了。
We see that the Lord already done some work there.
他们回来不讲那个地的人高大。
They never say that the people there are so tall.
他们讲那个地方的人心已经消化了。
Rather they say that the heart of the people already melted.
主在我们身上也常常做这样的事。
Today the Lord is doing such work in us.
主常常借着一个好像是不太可能的一个环境来向我们证明。
Through a difficult situation, the Lord wants
improbable.
Impossible situation, the Lord tries to
show
us.
你看，他们从什么样的一个人得到这样的一个确据？
What kind of person do we gain such assurance?
他们乃是从一个妓女。
Rather through an harlot.
如果是从一个耶利哥里面这个近前的人的话，那我们好像还觉得比较容易了解。
Maybe when through a
goblin.
A If you do another kind of person, you might have some more assurance.
A righteous
person.
但是拉合不但不是一个公义的人，他乃是可以说一个不圣洁的人。
Not only Rahab is not only a righteous person, but he is an unclean person.
同样的，这个人呢，并不是一个有智慧的人。
This person is also not knowledgeable.
但是从这个妓女口中里面所说出来的话，却充满了智慧。
But through the words of an harlot, we see words of wisdom.
神常常用这样的一个环境，让我们不能够否认这个是神的。这个神的确据。
Through such a situation, we cannot deny that this is the work of God.
神在以利亚的身上也是这样的做。
This is also the work that the Lord has done in Elijah.
他就差遣那个乌鸦来攻击他的需要。
The Lord sent the raven in order to feed Elijah.
这个让以利亚就没有办法推诿了。
Because of this, Elijah cannot have any excuse.
因为他实在是看见神是成为他的供应。
Because we see that the Lord has become his supply.
在我们的生活里面，主也会做这样的事。
In our daily living, the Lord will also do such things.
另外呢，我们就发现这个主已经借着这个拉合呢，把他将要做的事告诉他们。
And the Lord also through Rahab showed the spies that he will do what kind of things he will perform.
你仔细去看这个拉合跟那个 spy 他们间隙他们讲的话。
When we try to observe the conversation of the spies and Rahab,
他们好像觉得他们已经会得胜。
It seems that they feel that they have already won the victory.
他们已经在计划说我怎么样可以怎么样可以不被杀。
And they already have some such plans that in what kind of situation Rahab will not be slain.
他们怎么知道以色列会得胜呢？
How come will they know that the Israelites have already won?
他们怎么知道他们可以进到耶利哥城呢？
How can they know that they will enter into the city of Jericho?
他们怎么知道只要不在这个屋子里面的人全部都要被杀光呢？
How will they know that in this house no one will be slain?
这不是件很奇怪的事。
Isn't it very interesting?
他们两个在那里是一个好像被人所追捕的两个奸细。
These two spies are people whom they are running after.
在那里跟一个妓女在那里商量，他们商量的事乃是神必成的事。
They are trying to talk about the things which the Lord will perform.
这是一件神所做的事。
This is what God has performed already.
神借着不可能的人，借着不可能的环境，却把他所要做的事启示出来。
Through an impossible person, the Lord will do some impossible work.
另外，神也实在是在那里。借着人呢，把他的话和他的心意，就告诉这两个奸细。
The Lord through man, expressed his heart's desire to these people.
让这两个奸细回来以后呢，约书亚就得到一个非常有力的一个确据。
Through this, Joshua has gained extreme assurance.
不但神已经把他的话语放在他们中间。
Not only the Lord put his word.In the middle of them.
神也借着这一件事情给他们有一个非常确定的一个印证。
And through this happening, the Lord gave him a firm assurance.
但是还是需要他们来进入。
But they still need to enter into.
所以在第三章和第四章的里面，主就让我们看见以色列人跟约书亚他们是怎么样来进入来过这个约旦河。
Chapter 3 and 4, we see howJoshua and the Israelites enter across the River Jordan.
所以这个礼拜回去，我们如果有时间的话，我们可以一起来读第三章和第四章。
We have time, we can read chapter 3 and 4.
好，我们有点祷告。
We have some prayers.